Good day, Sheila.
Wow, you do such a great Australian accent.
We're doing it the whole time.
No, we're not.
On Bats, Please.
No, we're not.
I'm Evan Delaney, you're Alison Gunnell.
We're not doing that.
We're sitting here with some kangaroos and wallabies down under.
Okay.
Crikey.
It's too early for this.
What an episode last night, mate.
I'm going to quit the podcast if you do that, accent.
TBH, okay, last night kind of boring.
Last night was kind of boring.
But we're not going to be. That's our mission.
We're
that
not
is our
boring.
Promise to you. Just as, what's her name, Madison promised to God that
you're
she
right.
would not.
Exactly the same promise.
She would not have sex with anyone before marriage. We promised you that we are going to have a good ep today.
Yeah, we sure are. And I was kind of bummed because I feel like the Fantasy Suite episodes are usually like really good and there's usually some good dramatics that come from it. And
yeah.
I honestly thought it was kind of lame.
It was pretty lame. There wasn't. The most tension in the episode came from the general awkwardness of it all.
Oh, God. That was so ridiculous.
Which we'll get to in a sec, but let's start where we started off in the episode, where Madison pulls Peter aside after the rose ceremony and has a little chat with him, basically saying, very cryptically too, I might add,
yeah,
that
that's
like,
what I was just
hey,
gonna say.
If you, you know, sleep with somebody else, I don't know if this is going to work out. She did a horrible job explaining, like,
I agree.
Why.
I don't think. I think later on she did a little bit better, but
yeah.
I think in that moment when she pulled him aside, I think Peter was just really confused because she basically was like, hey, I don't want you to like sleep with the other girls. But she did not say like, hey, I am saving myself for marriage. This is a big deal to me.
Yeah.
She just kind of was like beating around the bush a little bit about like, well, like I don't really like feel comfortable. Like, of course,
which
no
is
one
a natural
does.
Reaction,
right? So, like, no one feels comfortable with that. And I think that at that moment, Peter was like, "Well, duh, of course you don't feel comfortable." Like, just like he didn't love that Hannah was sleeping with other people. Like, that's just
it's part of the game,
part of the whole
part
thing.
Of the game.
Yeah, and I don't think that she articulated in that moment very well.
No,
and I know that that was like a big deal for her to talk about, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't think she was clear. And Peter, like, kept having to ask questions for clarification.
He was so confused.
And you could tell, like, the wheels were spinning in his head. He's like, how am I going to still have sex with other ladies?
But, like, also not piss off Madison, right?
Yeah. So, I don't know. She could have done a better job explaining it. She did a much better job at her date,
yeah, totally
I would
agree.
Say.
Totally agree.
However, and we'll get to it.
Yeah.
It was a little too late.
Yeah, yeah.
But we go to
sure
Australia,
was.
Mate.
Go to Australia, and first thing right off the bat is...
Drinking Foster's getting Outback Steakhouse.
All right.
Just kidding. They don't even
We're
have
done.
Outbacks there.
We're done with that.
All right. Sorry. Jeez.
Okay.
It's over.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I didn't do it.
Yes, you...
That's how I say over.
Okay. All right. This is going to be a long day. I can already feel it.
This is a morning ep, by the way.
Yeah. Now we have to spend the whole day at work after this, so this
yep.
will be a long day for me and Evan today. The fact that they were all together was so weird.
That's not normal, correct?
No. When you get to the Fantasy Suites, like, once you get to hometowns, the girls or guys, depending, are no longer together in a hotel, in a resort, whatever.
Yeah.
They have their own rooms, their own things. Like, it's very weird. Fantasy Suite week, that was
yeah.
so painfully awkward that they all three were sharing, like, a little suite.
So I have a question.
Yes.
Do you think the reason for that was producer, excuse me, had a morning hiccup. Producer meddling, or was that just budget?
It's producer meddling.
Okay.
They're in Australia. They have plenty of budget.
That's true.
They have plenty of budget. They've been going all over the
freaking place. Australia dollar, like, goes.
Australia's really expensive.
The American dollar, no, goes a long way in Australia.
Oh, like, yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you're right.
Yeah, the exchange rate is very favorable to
USD. I remember being in Hawaii several years ago, and we met a bunch of people from Australia that said, like, they go to Hawaii for vacations and stuff and, like, do a bunch of shopping there.
Really?
Like at like Sephora and like whatever brands because it's so much more expensive in Australia than in America.
That's weird.
Isn't that interesting?
That is strange because I'm going to Australia here in a couple
you
months.
You sure are. Who are you going with?
So I took some notes. I'm going by myself.
Yep. Evan is going by himself to Australia.
Yep. Me and
For
all my
what
friends.
Reason, Evan?
I'm going to a Dave Matthews Band concert.
And have you been to any of those in America or even in Ohio where we live?
I've been to 24
yes.
shows in the mm-hmm. domestic United States. The contiguous states, mind you. This will be my first international Dave trip.
And you're going about as far away from here as you possibly could go for this.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do for the thing you love.
That's great.
To Take notes, Peter.
Take notes, Peter.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that is not normal. Okay. I think it was 100% producer meddling, and I think that if Madison was not a virgin and outspoken about that, I don't think they would have done it. I think that it was that was why. Because Victoria and Hannah Ann did not care. Like, very
yeah,
much.
Oh,
like,
no,
they
no.
were like, whatever about
and
it.
And I think they, especially Hannah Ann, I feel
she
like,
was, like
understands, like, the situation the best.
Totally. I think so, too. And she even vocalized that to Peter several times, basically saying without saying, like, I know you're going to probably sleep with other girls, and I'm okay with it, and I know that's how this works.
Yeah.
And Madison was pretty much just spiraling a little bit and having a really hard time. And I think that is why they did that. Like, I think if if all of them would have been on the same page with this, they would not have done that.
Madison kind of had a Blake moment, which is like sounds the exact opposite of what Blake from Paradise was doing. But you know how he just kind of like got in his own head just sort of spiraled out, walked around sulking on his own.
Yeah.
Like she did that a lot. And like obviously her mental like approach to this is probably a little bit different because she didn't sleep with a bunch of people at Stagecoach.
Well,
she did whatever the exact opposite of that is.
But
yeah, so I just, you know, I felt bad for her, but at the same time, like, you know what you're getting into. But then there's the other layer, like, if Peter really does love her the way he says he does,
hard.
Then, like, he shouldn't have done this. But we'll get into
later. We'll get into it more. Okay.
Let's talk first about Hannah Ann's date.
I have to say, like, from very beginning, I thought for sure, and we've talked about this before, I thought, I'm not going to like Hannah Ann. She's going to be a villain. The whole champagne nonsense happened, which I still don't think was her fault. But I was like, I don't know. This girl's just going to get in drama and whatever. I really like her, and now I kind of feel like they make the most sense.
So we chatted a little bit last night, and at different times, I said to someone else that I think I want Hannah Ann to win this.
Yeah.
If I have to pick one of these people, I want it to be Hannah Ann. I would say that because as much as I think Madison's a great person, and again, the basketball date, like I'm infatuated. I'm in love. But religiously, not compatible with Peter or unfortunately myself.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think Hannah Ann is the best solution for everybody involved in this situation.
Yeah, and I agree. So I texted Evan last night and said, why do I want Hannah Ann to win?
Yeah.
And then he responds with a screenshot of his message to someone else literally saying, I think I want Hannah Ann to win. We both had the same kind of moment because I think their like fantasy suite date, like their day portion of the day, they just seemed to really connect.
Yeah,
and
it was vibing.
It was vibing, and it was more than just like making out or whatever. Like, yeah, there's plenty of that. But I feel like they actually do connect, and I feel like he really, I don't know, I feel like they just kind of get each other. And like you said, I feel like while yes, Hannah Ann is very young and maybe has some growing up and to do and has some maturity stuff, I mean, most people do on these shows. And I think that, like you said, I love Madison. I think Madison is a catch. Madison is fantastic, and I really like her.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much her and Peter are going to really be able to make it work, because I truly think that their lifestyles and their what's important to them are just a little too different for, especially for what Madison like expects from her life.
Absolutely. So ultimately, they open the note from Chris Harrison. Chris gives them the key.
They had the best fantasy suite setup I've literally ever seen. They had a hot tub. They had desserts.
Board. Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. So, I mean, all the good stuff
that
is right
steamy
there.
Steamy makeout with the door, with the hand
little
on
Titanic
the door.
Little Titanic.
That's exactly what Jake said when we were watching it. He was like, is this the Titanic?
So, usually I get on you for not seeing movies. I've never seen the Titanic.
Really?
Yeah. I've just somehow avoided it my whole life.
Honestly, to be fair, I've seen it once and I didn't.
It's long, right?
Yeah, it's two
James
VHS
Cameron.
Tapes.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Yeah, James Cameron had a little too much time on his hands for that one.
Unpopular opinion.
Yeah.
Just going to say it.
Say it.
I'm sorry if anyone, please don't hate me, but
you're glad that boat sank.
I hate the movie Titanic. I don't like the movie. Yeah. I know that's like the best. Everyone loves the Titanic. I didn't like it. I didn't like it. Like, I don't know.
Good Leo action though, right?
I mean, I love Leo, and him and Kate Winslet are great, and I love their relationship still, and I don't like the movie.
You love the relationship still.
Yeah, like they're friends in
I thought you meant like they're a thing. I was like,
oh,
pretty
like they're
sure
still
they're
friends, and like at all the award shows, they're always taking pics and hanging out, and I just think that's really nice.
Maybe that'll be us in 10 years.
Maybe.
We're still friends.
Perhaps.
Still talking Australian accents, you know?
We
would. I don't even know. On
second thought, maybe we won't.
I'm going in and out of this. All right. So we get on the Victoria F.
Well, anyway, first of all, before we get to Victoria F.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
the end of the date, whatever. They're in their fantasy suite. They're doing their Titanic thing. And then, which is weird, is every single time there's a fantasy suite date, it cuts to the next morning.
Yeah.
And you see them like laying in bed together and being like, last night was so magical. Instead, you just see Hannah Ann walking into the room of their place with the girls. And they're like, how was it?
Which is just like, so awkward. Great.
And the painful thing was, I mean, there was a lot of painful things. They're like, you look so tan. Oh, you look so skinny. Oh my gosh, you look so cute. I'm like, this is the fakest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, also too, like I would say 20% of this episode was awkward silence.
I agree.
Like, and they just sit around in that room. Like, what do they do when the other people are out on dates? Do they just sit and stare at each other?
They don't have TV. They don't have internet. They don't have, like, their phones. I didn't
see any books lying around.
I was just going to say, I don't see anyone reading any books. I mean, that's what I would do. I would bring, like, 45 books if I was ever going to be on the show.
Read so many books.
So many books.
I also would do some crossword puzzles.
You would do some crossword puzzles. I'd probably bring some, like, crafts.
Oh, yeah.
I'd bring my Cricut machine.
Yeah.
Make some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but you can't bring your Cricut phone. Sorry, Cricket Wireless. This is a no zone for you. All right. Like I said, we're going on Victoria F.
Stop. Now. Evan, seriously, stop.
They
not doing that.
Their day started with their date, day, whatever you want to call it, started with a little conversation, and Peter's just like, just so you know, like, I trust you.
But why? Why does he trust her?
Because he wants her.
What has ever happened that makes him
this
think
is, this
he's
is how
trust her?
Most male brains work. Is that they will sacrifice logic.
Absurd.
To do it.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Now, that's, I'm not saying that's all men.
This is why women's brains mature faster than men's brains.
It's not a lot of the people that I know. I'm not, this isn't a blanket statement, but most dudes.
Yeah.
This is their thing.
It's so stupid. And Victoria F. And I guess she needs to be Victoria now. She's the only one. Victoria and Peter have never had a good conversation, literally ever. Every single one they have ends up in crying, sometimes yelling, arguments. Why in the hell do we think that that is grounds for any relationship? And she's like, I just love him so much. I'm like, what? What do you mean?
I felt the date was very allegorical too. So are you familiar with the TLC song, Waterfalls?
I am quite familiar.
Well, they visited a waterfall.
They did.
And the whole premise of that song is don't go chasing waterfalls.
Mm-hmm.
Stick to the rivers and lakes that you're used to.
You're right.
And I think Peter, with just the immense desire to want to do Victoria F, he is going into a relationship that is
waterfalls.
Clearly toxic that he shouldn't be a part of. Just stick to the rivers and lakes you're used to, man.
I like that. That was a nice little analogy you had there.
Yeah, I'm full of them.
That was good. Yeah, the whole date, I was just like, God, they are so annoying, and she just drives me insane. I think she's manipulative, and I don't think that she cares really that much about Peter. I think that she cares about being on a show, and, like, I just...
Yeah, they're god-awful together.
They're awful
together. They both said multiple times, like, oh, things are going so well, like, we haven't fought yet. And then even when it gets to the dinner, like, she breaks down because she always does. I have not seen a situation where they're together where she doesn't just collapse internally.
And he's trying to save it so bad at dinner. He was like, no, it's okay. No, like, stop. It's okay. Like,
but they keep saying, even like, during that moment, even after that, they're like, oh, it was so great. Like, blah, blah,
blah. It wasn't great. Like, they're delusional.
They are absolutely delusional.
And I truly think that I don't think that she will be the one at the end of this, but even if she was... They'd break up 2 seconds. As soon as the show stopped and they had to go live in real life, they would break up.
Yeah.
Like, it would never make it.
But they did it, right? They.
For sure. They showed them the next morning, like, in bed. Like, oh, my God, this is so great.
So Peter expressed that he was intimate with another person.
Yeah.
Do you think he was intimate with both of these girls?
Yeah.
I think 100%, yeah.
1,000,000%. Because Hannah even kind of hinted at it. She's like, well, I mean, if they're coming the next morning from his place, then I think we can all kind of assume what happened after she just had done that. So
yeah. I mean, unless you guys are, like, staying up all night talking to her.
Which has happened.
Has happened.
Has happened.
Shout out Colton.
In fantasy suites, people have said, like, no, we literally stayed up all night and talked.
Yeah. Or you could
Hannah
just, like,
and
stay
Tyler
up.
C.
You could stay up all night and probably watch, like, 5 or 6 Fast and Furious movies.
No, you can't because you don't have any TVs.
No, really?
There's no TVs.
Not even like just a little DVD player?
I don't think so. Hannah and Tyler C, remember? They stayed up all night talking.
All right. Well, when it's my season, I request that we have DVD players, Blu-ray, in the rooms.
Okay. Be sure to make sure.
Watch at least one Fast and Furious movie.
Yeah, I think that it's pretty clear. I think they kind of hinted that he had hooked up with both of them.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, I was trying to remember what happened in Hannah's season, and I forgot until honestly just now that Tyler C, she told him she didn't want to sleep with them in Fancy Suites, and they just like talked all night, and she's hooked up with Jed, and...
Which we all know how big of a mistake that was.
Why can't I remember who the third person was?
Luke and Peter.
Oh, right.
Duh.
Well, and we all know she hooked up Peter.
Yeah, and we all know what happened with the Luke situation, which I think leads us nicely into Madison.
I do want to say, though, I saw people trying to compare Madison and Luke, and I want to say they are not apples even a little bit the same. Like, what she is saying and expressing and how she's doing it is not even close.
Completely different.
I mean, Luke P basically did, like, he was, like, threatening, and he was being very aggressive and very rude and just douchey about it, and that is not how Madison was at all.
Yeah, no, she was respectful. Yeah. She did it with integrity, honesty, all that kind of stuff. So they start their date out. She's obviously nervous about what's forthcoming, and they go to this huge building. They just climb the building, and I was freaking nervous the whole time because I know they were latched on to the building, but the railing on the side where you're like gonna fall down to your imminent death wasn't even there. There was no railing.
I hated all of that. Oh, I forgot to say about the Victoria F take that they were in a freaking helicopter again.
Oh, yeah.
Enough.
Stay out of those things.
Enough with the helicopters and the baby little private planes. We're done with that. It's ridiculous.
We're done. Ever since Kobe.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, just had to get that out. We're not talking about Kobe today.
We can't. Too much.
But anyway, no more helicopters on 101 dates. No more little private planes that the Bachelor flies. I think we need to be done with that.
Yep.
Okay. Sorry. Back to Madison.
Okay.
That was awful.
Yeah. That was pretty scary. That was the first time, too, that we actually got like a native Australian just like talking.
Yeah.
Which there need to be more of that.
I agree.
We just, as you know from me doing the voice a little bit ago, we love hearing that stuff.
I can't wait till you go to Australia and you actually try to talk like that and somebody punches you in the face for being disrespectful.
What if I
do
it?
So
what
terrible.
If I do it and they just assume that I'm
a
native?
They absolutely will not.
Yeah, from Melbourne.
No. No. We will ask our in-house Australian expert.
I've actually run by a few lines on him.
And what does he think?
He said it's not bad.
Yeah,
specifically when I say
because he's too nice to say otherwise.
Wallabies and kangaroos.
Because he's too nice to say
he
otherwise.
He is far too nice. Okay. Yeah. So
that was Madison for the first time started saying like that she loved Peter and that
she can see him being the father of his kids.
But she didn't tell him she loved him.
No.
She told the cameras like I realized I love him now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
But she didn't even tell him that. And she said she can see him being the father of her kids. But you got to have sex to have kids.
That's how that works.
I don't know.
So I've been told.
I know. So, yes. So you've been told. Actually, you don't have to.
I mean, actually, I was an IVF baby. So technically.
Oh, okay. Like, well, there you go.
You could be made in Petri dishes, too.
You can also. Yeah, you're right.
So, anyways, a little bit about me.
A little bit about Evan's creation.
Yes. So they have their little dinner. This is where Madison is really like, here's the deal. Like, I'm saving myself for marriage. If you have had intimate relations, like, I really don't know if I can do this because this is what I believe. This is who I am. I'm not going to change who I am, which I respect the hell out of.
Totally. In that moment, did you see Peter's face just go? Like,
oh,
he realized.
He fucked up.
Oh, no.
But, like, even
he
though.
He did, but he didn't.
Even though
he
she.
He did, but he didn't.
Even though we both said that she didn't do a great job explaining, like, why she didn't want him to be intimate with other women, like, he still knew that he wasn't supposed to if he truly cared about Madison at all. So I feel no sympathy for him whatsoever.
For Peter?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is where it gets really tough, is because on the one hand, like I said earlier, I do think that, like, I think it's great that she has really strong morals and values, and I respect that so much, and I think that she's genuinely a really great person, and I think that the fact that she wants to save herself for marriage is totally, totally great. Like, that's your choice, man.
But your body, your choice. That's what we say here on Batch Please.
But I don't know if going on The Bachelor is the right move if you're not into a relationship that moves that quickly.
Go to Christian Mingle.
Honestly, well, the thing, too, is, like, you know how quickly the relationship moves.
Yeah.
And you know that, like, at no point until literally the show ends, are you the only one there.
Yeah.
And that's just how the show goes. So I feel like, I don't know, like, I think Madison was kind of like, but if he loves me enough, he won't. And I get that logic.
It's a very gray area.
It's really weird because it's like, I get at one point, I don't think that she should go on the show if that's how she feels. But if Peter really loves Madison, and you know, when there's three left, like, stop. You know who you're picking. You know. Then, like, maybe you should try to be a little more careful about the feelings of the girls and yeah. of who you're having that intimate time with. I don't know.
Yeah. And
it's weird.
She gets some time by herself, and then Peter goes out and is, like, begging her, crying in tears, like, please don't go.
I don't really feel that bad for Peter either.
No,
though.
Like I said, this is his own doing.
And
now,
he wanted to sleep with Victoria and Hannah, for all of them, for so long that it's like, I know that that's, you know, I'm the bachelor, whatever, whatever. But like, when there's only three girls left and you quote unquote are in love with all three of them, which I don't believe, you kind of got to be a little careful. Like, you have to know the consequences of what you're doing, and you have to be okay with it. Like, if that's the choice you make, that's fine. But you have to be okay with that you might not have everyone there at the end because they might be pissed.
Yeah. So the way that the producers set up the order was
on purpose, 100%.
Very on purpose, which, like, from a TV standpoint, great job.
But that sucked for Madison.
It sucked for Madison. And honestly, I think if Madison went first, that he would not have done anything with the other two. Even though he knew that he wasn't supposed to.
Because I think he truly knows already at this point that, like, I think he knows Madison is the one that he feels the strongest for.
Yeah.
But now he feels like he ruined it.
Yeah.
And he may
Which
have.
He did.
And,
like,
he kind of did.
He needs to understand his consequences, too.
Yeah, I think that's the big problem is, like, if you want to sleep with all three of your girls in your fantasy suites, that's your decision. But, like, or two of them or one of them. But, like, you have to realize that, like, the feelings of the other ones might not be too great.
Yeah.
They might leave.
They might. We're going to leave here in a little bit. But first, we're going to do a little ad, and then we're going to talk about some roses, and then talk about next week and the weeks after.
Yes.
Sound good?
Sure does.
All right, BRB, give us like a minute. So something that we started last week,
yes,
a new segment on the show.
Yep.
We're going to do this before the roses, before previews for next week,
mm-hmm.
is Mom Update.
Mom Update. Yeah, so Lisa, my mom, watches the show and likes to send me her detailed opinions.
We love you,
about
Lisa.
The episode.
You're the
do
best.
Love Lisa. So let's see what Lisa had to say about this week. She says, Victoria just wants her 10 minutes of fame and drama. Hannah Ann is too immature and will do whatever Peter wants. She says, Madison, which I don't know if I agree with the Hannah Ann part.
I don't know
part.
Either.
I agree with the Victoria part. She said, Madison is my pick. She kept to her morals and beliefs and did not matter that they were on TV. And if some, in parentheses, Allison, say that she knew what she was getting into by signing on to the show, that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to give up your beliefs. She made her feelings known, did what she believed, and showed a lot of maturity, and that's why his mom wants him to go get her.
So Lisa says,
"Which
my pick. Does that mean that's who she wants Peter to pick?
Yes.
Or, okay. Because what we talked about earlier is I actually think Madison deserves someone different from Peter to live her best life.
I know, but if I'm looking at just the girls left, I think it's absolutely clear that Madison is the best, one.
Yeah.
But, that's the thing is I just don't know if her and Peter would be able to really make it because I think they're pretty different.
Yeah.
But I do, for the most part, I agree with Lisa's picks. I don't know about the Hannah Ann part.
She nailed the Victoria part.
She nailed the Victoria part. The Hannah Ann part, I don't know because I'm starting to really like Hannah Ann. But the Madison part, she makes some good points. And that's kind of what we're talking about.
It's all a gray area, though, so there's many points to be made.
That's exactly, and that's the whole thing. Is
many
like,
great points on both sides.
Is like, don't go on. I do think that she is. I think Madison did show maturity. I think that she handled. But once we got to the dinner part, I think that she definitely handled herself a lot better than a lot of the other people probably would have handled it. And she didn't ridicule Peter or say anything mean to Peter, you know, or like bash him. She just kind of walked away.
Yeah. Does she come back is the big question as we look forward to the next couple of weeks.
I don't know. Yeah, they show that next week when the rose ceremony with the three and they show her not showing up.
Yeah.
And then the other two getting kind of pissed like, really, I want to be here and she's not even going to show up.
The whole time, this whole episode, no one looked like they wanted to be there.
No.
Like when they were all together.
Well, clearly, yes.
So I think it definitely seems likely that the woman that Peter's mom is like, bring her back to
100%
us.
100% about Madison.
When that happens next week, we need to do our best Peter's mom impression.
I don't think
of that
happens
scene.
Till the finale.
Okay, well, whenever it happens, stay tuned. We're gonna do our best
and
impression.
And by we,
of it.
Evan is going to do the impression.
Right.
Because he lives for it.
Love these things.
But yeah, I think that, I mean, they've been kind of teasing that for the whole entire time. And I think I think it makes the most sense that it's about Madison because the parents already met Madison and they already liked her.
Yeah.
And I think Peter's going to go home and be like, hey, I really like was like in love with this girl, but she left. And they're going to be like, well, you're an idiot. Go get her.
We've said for a long time we think it's going to be Hannah B. What percentage do you give it still being Hannah B?
Pretty low.
Pretty low?
I don't think that's happening anymore.
Okay.
I don't feel like, yeah, I think that I really had my hopes high for that, but
give it a 6% chance.
Out of 100?
Yeah.
Okay. 6% out of 100. Great. Yeah, I don't really see that happening anymore, unfortunately. And I don't see the producer thing happening, and I don't see the someone ending up pregnant. Like, I don't think any of that, any of the rumors, I don't see any of those happening.
Yeah, yeah. No no Fleetwood Mac albums here. No rumors.
God.
Moving on, because I know you want to get this over with. is our rose ceremony for the week. We got two to give out, each of us.
Wait, one question for you, though. Do you think that do you think that Peter's going to send the other two home?
No.
Or do you think that he'll keep them and then at the end be like, oh, wait, shit?
He'll keep the two of them, then he'll be like, oh, wait, shit.
And then be like, oh, look, it was actually Madison, and send them home like Colton did with Cassie?
Yeah.
That's the thing is they keep teasing like this is such a dramatic ending, and I feel like it's going to end exactly the same as Colton and Cassie.
We'll see.
Like Cassie left, Colton realized that that was the one, sent the other two home, chased after her.
Yeah, we'll see.
We will see. Two more weeks left.
And two more roses for us today. Let's get to them because you're trying to push it off and we got work to do.
No, I'm not pushing it off. It's my favorite part.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first. Both of my roses are food themed today.
Okay, yummy.
No, not really. So the first one is called the spinach in your teeth rose. Because you know when you get something in your teeth and it won't leave and you're so annoyed because you can't get out and you're like trying freaking toothpicks and floss.
Yeah.
And it literally just won't leave and you're like, why is this stupid thing still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Because why is she still here? She's not the one. She should have left a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now she's just an annoyance that's hanging around. And she serves no purpose.
Okay. The James Brown Celebrity Hot Tub Party Show.
What?
Rose. God. So there is a classic SNL skit with Eddie Murphy where he played James Brown and he did this like talk show in a hot tub.
Okay.
It's phenomenal. YouTube it.
Okay, I'll be sure to do that.
And Hannah Ann's fantasy suite, there was a hot tub there, and she goes, a hot tub? I needed that. Like, I don't know why, but that was just reminding me of the James Brown hot tub.
Okay. Well, that's great.
Thank you.
my other one, okay. So this one is called the oatmeal chocolate chip cookie rose.
Okay.
Because I, like, really, really hate raisins.
Yeah.
But I love oatmeal cookies. And it's always like a toss-up of like what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But the joy I feel when I think it's a raisin and then it turns out to be an oatmeal chocolate chip cookie is like, oh, my God, I'm so pleasantly surprised. That's not what I thought this was going to be.
Yeah.
Which is why Hannah Ann gets that one.
Okay.
Because I really thought she was going to be a raisin. And she really turned out to be a chocolate chip.
Yeah. Did she sure did.
Yeah, she did.
Those are good cookies, by the way.
So good.
I like those.
I love them.
The terms and conditions, Rose.
Oh.
So anytime you're signing up for an app or you're getting a iOS update and you get the terms and conditions that are too long to read and you just click accept.
Yep.
This goes to Peter.
Yep.
He didn't really read all the terms and conditions, about the deal, and he's getting fucked over because of it.
Well, he kind of did to himself. Well,
did to himself, though. Again, no sympathy. He just clicked accept without reading.
Yeah. He's kind of doing an act now, think later kind of mentality, and it's really not working out for him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really not. So good thing with our podcast, there's no terms and conditions to listening to us.
No, there's not.
There's also no terms and conditions to following us on social media, which you should do because there are no terms and conditions.
Wow, you said terms and conditions so many times in the past 2 minutes. But yes, follow us on the social medias at BatchPleasePod on Twitter and Instagram. Or shoot us an email, batchpleasepod@gmail.com.
Want to hear your thoughts? Send us your mom updates.
Yeah,
if you're a mom, send us info. If your mom is sending you info,
send it to
us. Get it from us. Or get it to us. Or get it from us. I don't know.
Whatever
mom info you want to send us, we're all about moms here.
We're all about
big mom podcast.
So 2 weeks left. We're nearing the end. The season was fast, but I'm kind of okay with it.
Yeah.
And we'll see. We'll see how it goes. A lot could still happen.
Yeah. I've got one thing to say to everyone.
And what is that?
Good day, mates.